Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm Dr. Charles Dean, a relationship mentor, and you're listening to Embracing Love, the show about love and relationships. It's been a long time coming, and you asked for it, so we made it happen. Embracing Love is not a show just for couples. Embracing Love speaks to the heart of all relationships. Embracing Love speaks to the hearts of families, children, singles, finances, dating, health issues, inspiration, and a personal relationship with yourself. But most of all, Embracing Love talks about love. Now, I'm not going to put a band-aid on it or tell you that everything is going to be okay or play any games with you. Not at all. I'm going to get to the root of the problem, respond to your emails and your phone calls, and we're going to get through this together. There's many of you out there that are going through some challenges in your life, and you're thinking that you're dating the wrong person or you're engaged to the wrong person. Not necessarily so, but stay tuned tonight. You might just find a way to turn that relationship around and rekindle that fire. Now, you might not like all the answers that I give you, and it might even hurt a little bit. It's just like an open wound. It has to be cleaned out if it's going to heal the right way. See, my goal is to teach couples great ways to communicate, to listen, to learn, and to express your needs and desires clearly to one another. How to create romance, embrace a healthy relationship, and a fulfilling sex life. How to become a satisfied and intimate and connected couple. To my single, I understand and I want to talk to you about embracing love as a single, about healing and moving forward in love. You said you were looking for love. You said you were looking for that right woman, that right man. I want to help you to be able to find that too. Well, it's Wednesday night and it's time for Embracing Love. I'm Dr. Charles Dean. Put on your Bluetooth, plug up your Wi-Fi, and turn your computers on. You don't want to miss a word I'm going to be talking about tonight. Tonight I have another great show. A couple of weeks ago I did a show called Why Doesn't a Man Value You? Tonight I'm going to continue with that series. Tonight I want to continue mentoring to the women. And I want to ask the ladies this question. Why doesn't a man value you? Are you just a toy? See, my goal is to truly help women understand their value, not their strength. You may be strong in so many different ways. However, there are so many women out there that just don't realize their value. But before I jump into the topic tonight, many of you have emailed me and inboxed me and asked me about my new ebook release. Well, it's here. The ebook is called Getting Ready for the Right Relationship. This ebook has been jumping off the servers since I've started promoting it and taking it on tour with me. This ebook normally runs for about $14.95, but I have a special offer to the KLJN listeners, and it's yours for just $5.99. This offer is limited to the KLJN listeners. And don't wait to download it. Don't wait to go get it and continue making poor relationship mistakes. Let me tell you what's inside of this ebook. You will learn when is the right time to be with someone, how to find and attract your true love, 10 tips to know if you're ready for a relationship, the compatibility factor, 15 questions to ask yourself before getting into a relationship, and so much more. There's a lot that you will learn from my new ebook, Getting Ready for the Right Relationship. Download your copy today. Go to drcharlesdean.com and click on the product tab. And it will be the first book that comes up, the first product that comes up. Download it and take it everywhere with you on your mobile devices and keep it as a relationship guide as you enter into your new journey. Tonight, I want to go back into this topic and I want to talk about it. Why doesn't a man value you? Are you just a toy? Are you his play toy? Why doesn't he value you? Now, I believe that every woman wants to be loved. I believe that every woman wants to know that they are loved, they are protected, and treated well by their partner. See, in the earlier session that I talked about, I asked this question to the ladies. So if you're getting into a relationship and you've been into it for a while and it's getting to that point where you need to have that talk with that man that you're dating, that talk about being exclusive, that talk about you being his lady, or maybe do you feel that things are not as serious as they should be after several months or several years of being in that relationship? Do you feel like you're trying to force him into a committed relationship? That is a huge problem. That is something that you never want to do. You never want to put yourself into a situation where you are asking a man where you stand with him. Not only does it put you in a vulnerable position, but it assumes that he's the one in control. And it will actually make him feel less attracted to you. See, when a man has an easy time having a woman fall for him, or a man sees a woman acting in a way that says she will not be okay without his love or his commitment, then a man is turned off and will not value you. He senses that the reason that you want to move forward in this relationship is more about satisfying an unmet emotional need, more so than the true connection or the appreciation of having a good relationship. See, if a man hasn't talked about being exclusive with you or hasn't given you the title as his lady, chances are that he's still out there dating and seeing other women. I mentioned that men are simply not attracted to women who try to convince them to be in a more serious relationship with them. Instead, men are deeply and naturally attracted to women who they feel have a certain standard. Yes, men like to chase. We like to conquer as well. But see, when we chase, we have certain chases. It's almost like the lion or the cheetah that's chasing the lion. The cheetah can catch the lion, but it's just right now, I don't really feel like chasing you that much. It's all right. I'm gonna see you around the way. I'm gonna hang out with you a little bit later. I'm gonna chase you down. We're gonna get this thing together, but I'm gonna catch you. But see, if you have that lion that knows how to maneuver and move, then that cheetah will get tired. And sooner or later, that cheater will leave you alone because they can't catch you. See, it's almost like the unspoken standard of a woman that most men are attracted to. See, if you're easy to get to, it's really not a chase. So you have to find yourself to be selective when it comes to choosing a man. See, so many women get into dysfunctional and bad relationships because of low self-esteem, insecurities, feeling that you are lonely. See, if a man's on a prowl, and there are a lot of men on a prowl, see, there's a big chance that he will not value you. Now, where does this all come from? See, men are visual creatures. hunters and procreators, and if you allow a man to come into your life without meeting your standards or certain standard requirements, and you have to know what those requirements are. And you have to know that they're good requirements. They're high bar requirements. You have higher standards. If you are looking for that serious, healthy relationship, you have to be able to have those standards. See, because chances are, if you don't have those standards, he's not going to value you. And he's going to use you as a play toy. See, you don't value yourself. If you're truly looking for a relationship, you have to love yourself. You have to value yourself. If you don't love yourself, if you think less of yourself, then he's going to think less of you just the same. And chances are he already has an agenda as to what he wants to do with you, even though you are making that choice to be with him. You choose to be with him. You make that decision when he asks for your phone number to give it to him. You make that decision to talk with him over the phone or for him to take you out on a date. As a woman, you make that choice. If you don't understand your value, he will tell you what he's going to do, and you will accept it because you don't know your value. See, if you're tired of the games, the lies, and being treated less than expected, then you have to change your ways. Now, I do want to go a little bit deeper into that because there are a lot of women that are being treated exactly the way they feel they should be treated. For some strange reason, and I'm really not sure why, but some women are or were never taught their value. They see it in bad relationships. They see it in their family. They see it from their mother or their father. They come from a dysfunctional relationship or family. And they feel that the only way that you are going to feel love or to see love is if he disrespects you, if he goes upside your head, if you're in a domestic violent relationship, because you don't know your value. Please understand, ladies, it is really okay to desire more, and you should want to desire more. So you have to break that cycle, and it really may require you making some changes in your lifestyle. I know you have some very close friends, and they hang out, and different things happen, and you guys are close, and they've told you all about their life. You told them all about your life, and the problems seem to be okay. For some women, it might be even cool that he takes control and goes upside your head and, you know, that he has different women on the side or he just treats you the way he wants to be treated. Because you say to yourself, well, at least I got a man that comes home to me. But what else does he bring home to you? So you have to break that cycle. You have to have a requirement in your life, and you're going to have to change your lifestyle. Let's take a quick break and take a word from our sponsor. We'll be right back.
130 years of automotive excellence, over 100,000 patents. At Mercedes-Benz, we've always been a company of breakthrough innovation, of expert care, superior service. And for decade after decade, our Master Certified Technicians have been the driving force behind keeping our cars running at peak performance. Now, it's time to discover what they can do for you. Visit your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.
Welcome back to Embracing Love. Listen, do you know how many successful corporate executive and business women sleep around just because they believe that they are not worthy of a good relationship? Let me repeat that again. Do you know how many successful corporate executive business owners, business women sleep around because they have not learned their value? We're not talking about women that are 15, 17, 20 years old. We're talking about women that are older, 40, 50, maybe even in their 60s. They have never learned the value of who they are. So therefore, they have been in these relationships where men are able to just do what they want to do. There are millions and millions of women out there that just feel that they can't get into a good relationship. See, if they have standards and they put those standards out there, then they feel that they can't get a man. Maybe the man feels that they're too strong, so then they back away. Maybe they feel like they don't want to make the man feel like he's henpecked, so they back away. Maybe they don't want the man to feel that they are controlling, so they back away. See, because you've been in these relationships before, and the man didn't stay around because you had good standards. So then you decide to drop your standards. You decide to drop your values down, and then you start picking up the crappy men. He looks good. Now, I'm not bashing any man out there. I'm just saying that a man should be a man. A man should actually treat a woman properly, the right way. So tonight, if I can just touch the hearts of just a few women, young or old, and allow them to make a change in the choices of their relationships and the choices of how they get into relationships, then I'm doing my job. See, when a man senses that a woman is so carefully choosing him, whether or not to be with him or not, suddenly a man will take a step back. He'll step out of that space and he'll start making decisions that will bring that relationship into a more committed, valued relationship. He'll go, I really can't do what I did with the other girl. She's not going to tolerate this. See, but then you have to understand men. There are many, 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 many men that really do want serious relationships. But see, men are taught wrong. See, we're taught not to bring sand to the beach. We're taught not to tell our wives and our girlfriends the truth about what's going on about so many different things. See, we're taught to be players because we're too young at a certain age to get tied down with one woman. See, we're taught, you know, to have poor relationships and poor marriages because we have the ball and chain. See, but Dr. Dean here tonight, the relationship mentor, is here to teach you the proper way to have healthy relationships. So when someone asks the man about his relationship, he doesn't have a problem when he's in the barbershop and his wife calls or his girlfriend calls and he wants to take a call and step out. See, he loves that woman and she is first priority to that man. So he's not going to say, baby, let me call you back. You know, I'm in a barbershop and they're talking. So, I mean, I don't want to seem like, you know, you just got total control over me. That's never the deal. She's calling to talk to you. You take the call. You tell her where you are. You have the conversation. You get off the phone. I can guarantee you that you have a better relationship than half of the brothers in the barbershop. Because all they're talking about when they're in the barbershop is who did what to who last night and who you're going to do tonight. And you're going to watch the ladies as they come in and out and talk about this, that, and the other. Because that's usually the conversation second to sports. So, yeah, it's the man talk. But it's not the man talk in the locker room. So you have to be able to love your lady. You have to be able to respect your lady. You have to be able to protect your lady. So when a man senses that about a woman, he is going to step back. He is going to take a second look as to how he's going to approach her. See, he can't just say, hey, shorty, what's up? See, because she's not even going to turn around. She's not even going to look. He might not even get away with, hey, how you doing? Well, my name is not hey. Hey is for horses. To the old school people, we know how that is. Hey is for horses. I don't answer to hey. Do you not have any better way to approach me? You don't grab me. You don't call me out of my name. To the ladies, just think about how many men have approached you. And when you didn't give a phone number or you didn't give a name or you didn't give a conversation, they turned around and called you out of your name. Is that the kind of man that you want to be with? Because that sure enough is the first red flag of trouble in that relationship. And the fact that you don't respond to him and he says something that bad to you or about you, you just walk away with your head up. That's just another brother, another bad brother that didn't get a chance to get close to you. And you still got your dignity. You still got your value. And you're not going down that road the wrong way. When a man doesn't value you, then you get what he wants to give you, not what you want. That's usually why it's over in a matter of time. You're trying to figure out why this relationship really never got off the ground. Chances are he has already gotten what he wants from you. Whether it's sex, whether it's money, whether it's a place to stay, whether it's your car, it doesn't make a difference. If a man has a hidden agenda, and you are not strong enough or intelligent enough, but you are naive and you do not have any self-worth about yourself, a man can pick that up. And a man will not value you, and he will treat you the way he wants to treat you, making you think that that's a good way to be treated. Let's take a break. When I come back, I want to talk about, are you just a toy? Tonight's topic, I'm talking about, why doesn't a man value you? Are you just a toy? You're listening to Embracing Love on the award-winning net. We'll be right back.
130 years of automotive excellence. Over 100,000 patents. At Mercedes-Benz, we've always been a company of breakthrough innovation, of expert care, superior service. And for decade after decade, our Master Certified Technicians have been the driving force behind keeping our cars running at peak performance. Now, it's time to discover what they can do for you. Visit your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.
Whatever it takes. to resist the temptation. Brenda got herself a boyfriend. Her boyfriend was a cousin, now let's rock the joy. And she tried to hide her pregnancy from a family who really didn't care to see or give a damn if she went out and had a church of kids. As long as when the check came, they got first dibs. Now Brenda's belly's getting bigger, but no one seems to notice any change in her figure. She's 12 years old and she's having a baby, in love with a molester who's sexing her crazy. And your aunt also thinks that'll be with her forever, and dreams of a world with the two of them are together. Whatever, he left her and she had the baby solo. She had it on the bathroom floor and didn't know, so she didn't know what to throw away and what to keep. She wrapped the baby up and threw him in a trash heap. I guess she thought she'd get away with hear the cries. She didn't realize how much the little baby had an eye. Now the baby's in the trash, he's bawling. Mama can't help her, but it hurts to hear her calling. Brenda wants to run away. Mama say you're making me lose pay, and social work is here every day. Now Brenda's gotta make her own way. Can't go to a family, they won't let her stay. No money, no babysitter, she couldn't keep a job. She tried to sell crack, but ends up getting robbed. So now what's next? It ain't nothing left to sell. So she sees sex as a way of leaving hell. It's paying the rent, so she really can't complain. Prostitute found slain, and Brenda's the name, she's gotta pay.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Charles Dean, the relationship mentor, and you're listening to Embracing Love, the show about love and relationships. If you're having problems in your relationship, please visit my website at drcharlesdean.com and let's schedule a free 30-minute consultation. Let's talk about it. Never be afraid to ask for help. Tonight's show is sponsored by Mercedes-Benz. Best or nothing. Listen, when it comes to dating, one of the biggest excuses for a man's bad behavior that I hear often when I'm mentoring is, I think he's just intimidated by me. That's what the women say. They also say, he likes me, he just doesn't want to admit it. Wrong. He's really not into you. See, men are simple creatures. Ladies, you have to really be honest. They are not difficult to figure out. We will slip up. We will give red flags. We will tell you how our feelings are when we're really in love with you, when we really want to be with you. There's things that we do, and you know it. It doesn't have to be complex. It doesn't have to be a lot of emotions. It doesn't have to be a lot of issues and problems. It's very basic. Men are very basic creatures. See, women bring a lot of emotions and turmoil and headaches onto themselves by throwing logic out the window and attempting to tune into a man using their emotions instead of using their heads. Using their brains. See, what happens is, as educated and smart as you are as a woman, and as many times have as you have heard that you actually control this, for some reason, a woman pulls back and believes the teaching, which is true, that the man should be the leader, the visionary. And I understand that the man should be the head. However, I also believe that they should walk side by side because the woman is the helpmate. So if the woman is the helpmate, then help me to be smarter as a man. Because really, I have issues. I have problems. I think with the wrong brain cell. The logic, the way I think about a woman, and the logic, the way a woman wants to think about me is totally different. So women need to learn not to use their emotions when making decisions with a man. It's simple. See, that's like trying to listen to the radio via the TV remote control. In order to tune into an FM station, you need a radio receiver, not a remote control. Logic and common sense is that the radio receiver will never bring in the station unless the controller is used to cut on the receiver. It's got to be plugged in. It's got to work. It's got to get signals. You have to use all those channels. You really have to understand that. But when dating, don't throw your common sense out the window. It's your greatest, most valuable asset. So let's cut through all the background noise and all the issues that you think you really might be having, and let's go to the basics. Women are analytical creatures. We do understand that. But we don't have to go deep into it. It's just common sense when you're dealing with a man. And don't try to get into the theory of why and who he is until you've made that decision that you want him to be in your life. So are you just a toy to this man? So what is a relationship, really? It can be defined in so many terms, but one of the things that we should hold true to is that each person makes equal effort to show how their value is in that relationship. And if a man is guilty, then he's going to show you his true side. If a man is really not trying to be in a serious, healthy relationship with you, you're going to see the signs. He may be a character. He may be a comedian. He may be a joker. He may make you smile. He may make you laugh. All of the above can also be a cover up for who he really is. And again, tonight, brothers, I am not bashing you. I am just trying to say, treat the women with respect. Treat the women the right way. See, because this is what happens when a woman gets into the relationship and things go bad and you treat her bad. Now she's hurt. Now she's cut. Now she's got emotional bondage to this. Now she done got into a dysfunctional relationship. She's going through all the changes and everything like that. So then when a good man comes along, I mean a real good man, and she knows it. Because they've been dating for months and months and months, and he hasn't tried anything, or they just get along well, or you know, she spends a lot of time with him over his house, and there's no type of intimacy because he's really into her. He desires her, but he really wants to build that friendship, build that relationship. So he spends that time with her. But see, she's been hurt. She's been scarred. She's been beat up so much. Till now, she doesn't even want to have that friendship with him. She'd rather be by herself. So then you have another woman out there, lonely, not in a relationship, because some man, some brother, then used her as a toy. So you are a toy if he only reaches out to you at night. He hasn't spoken to you all day, but at night, he wants to reach out to you. We know why he's reaching out to you. He wants to know if the kids are put to bed. He wants to know what time you're coming home. He wants to know, you know, why don't you stop by? Why don't you spend the night? You know, why don't you hang out over here? Or why don't I come over so that you don't have to get up and take the trip in the morning? It's planned out. See, because he's not sure that he wants to spend the future with you. So he's just, you know, checking in with you late at night to see what's going on. He wants to know that you're lonely. So you can say, hey, what you doing? Why don't you come over? The kids are at bed, or the kids are not home this weekend or whatever this week. You know, why don't you come over? Sure, I'll come on over. We're going to do what we're going to do, and I'm going to roll out probably before you even wake up. Or how about if he reaches out to you only when he's drunk? Or you think he's drunk? See, this means he doesn't care about what type of impression he makes on you. And if you accept that, then he already knows and he can step to you any kind of way. Because he's drunk. He's slobbering all over his place. His clothes are all out. He can't speak. He's slurring. And you're accepting that. So what happens is, now he knows your value. So you guys are just hanging out together and you just want to watch some TV and relax, and he doesn't cuddle with you. He doesn't want you in his arms. That's too close in this space. We're not having sex. That's too close for you to be. He keeps getting up to go to the kitchen. He keeps getting up to do something. He keeps moving. His arm fell asleep. His leg fell asleep. He's got to get the remote. He doesn't want to cuddle with you. So you got to understand, he doesn't want to be close to you unless he's having sex, because the value is very low. You have no standard. So there's no sense of me trying to get all connected to you. But when he does cuddle, chances are he's trying to set the night up, set the evening up. Because now he needs you. See, he had a rough day. He ran into the ex that got away that had the values. But now he needs to come with you. So he needs to text you or call you and tell you everything he wants to talk about, and he's going to come over, and when he walks through the door, he's a different man. He wants to hug you. He wants to cuddle with you. Even if he doesn't spend the night, he's trying to set you up so that he can have his way with you. If you don't make the effort, then he won't make the effort to see you. See, we're talking about your values. We're talking about when you are a toy. See, you're reaching out to him and you're saying, hey, I haven't seen you in a couple of days. I haven't spoken to you in a couple of days. You know, where you been? When you coming over? You know, when we going out? So think about this. If you didn't call him, would he have called you? Would he have reached out to you if he didn't want something from you? If you don't drive to his place to spend time with him, is he going to make the effort to drive to your place if he doesn't want something? Chances are it is going to be an excuse, and you guys aren't going to see one another because you are just a toy to him. There's no value. See, he doesn't give you special attention. See, when you're in a crowd or you're hanging out with friends or different things like that, there's no kiss on the cheek. There's no holding of your hands. There's no hugs when you're just listening to music and you're standing up. You know how the guy comes behind you and you're standing up and he holds you around your waist and kisses you on your neck. There's no affection there. You know, when you're out at the restaurant and you're waiting to be seated and there's a crowd and you're standing on one side of the door, he's standing on the other side of the door. He just needs to feed you, get you fed, get you sleepy, hopefully take you back to his house so he can have his way with you. He really doesn't want the public to know that he's really with you. He has no other choice when you sit down with him. But he really doesn't want the public to know that he's really with you. So he's not giving you no special attention. See, you're not the special guest in his life. See, you are the last person that gets the phone number, that gets invited to his social media page. Sometimes you're even blocked. Oh, I'm really not sure why that happened. It must have been something with social media, and you know. He really doesn't want people to know that you're there. You can't have that presence there. Not even if it's a private page. He doesn't want you there. He could really care less if you shows up or not. When you ask him about it, there's usually some kind of story that he's going to tell you. Here's a really good one. So that you can know if you are just a toy to him. See, he really never sleeps over. He's there. But we're talking about sleeping over, waking up in the morning, maybe showering together, maybe walking out the door. That's not going to happen. It's usually going to happen. Sex is going to happen. And sometime during the course of the night, he's got to go. The phone went off, got a phone call, he remembered something, the dog has to be walked. House caught on fire, somebody's neighbor called that there was a leak in the house. I don't know. But after sex, he's got to go. He can't hang around. See, and it's better for him to come to your house because he can get away quicker than if you're at his house. See, if you're at his house, chances are you're going to stay the whole night. He's not going to sleep the whole night. Because he's trying to figure out how to get you out of this house. So you mostly spend time at your place so that he can not show up until late. He can leave when he want to leave. He can give you excuses of why he's coming in and leaving so quick. Those are all the signs that you're just a toy. Let's take another quick break. Have a little word from our sponsor. We'll be right back.
130 years of automotive excellence. Over 100,000 patents. At Mercedes-Benz, we've always been a company of breakthrough innovation, of expert care, superior service. And for decade after decade, our master certified technicians have been the driving force behind keeping our cars running at peak performance. Now, it's time to discover what they can do for you. Visit your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.
Welcome back to Embracing Love. Okay, how about the lazy guy? The guy that has the car, a good job, but you're not worth him driving across town to be with you. So he does invite you over to his house. He doesn't mind you staying over. He really could care less. But he's not going to make no effort to come to you. He's not going to do that because he's lazy. He just basically wants you to come over. You're going to hang out with him. I'm not going to make no effort. We're going to do what we do. You can cook, you can hang out, you can stay here all day. I really don't care. When you're done, lock up. You don't have a key, so lock up. I'm going to work, I'm going out, whatever. You can't get back in. It doesn't make a difference. But I'm really not going to make no effort, you know, for you. How about this one? He sees you between everything else. Everything else is so important. He got to go get a haircut. He's got to go hang out with his boys. He's got to see the kids. You haven't met the kids, but he's got to see the kids. He's got to work late. He's got to make a run for his friends. He's got to do this. He's got to do that. He's got to do everything else. And then I can see you. I understand. You know, he works hard. He does what he does. But see, the thing about it, if you don't put your foot down and have a standard in that relationship of quality time, then he's just going to see you when he wants to see you. And when you guys are together, he's always on the phone. He's texting. He's calling. You're trying to have a conversation with him. He's talking to friends, family, his boys, coworkers, boss, whatever. He's handling stuff. There's never no quality time. But see, then the weekend comes and he needs you to go out with him because you're the eye candy on his arm. So then he wants to give you that attention so you can get all dressed up and look good for the people that he's around because he needs you at that point in time. You're just a toy. You're just the eye candy. You look good on his arm. Everybody to talk about. Maybe he needs to be in the relationship. So at that point in time, he needs you there. He gives you the stupidest, silliest reasons why he needs to leave when you guys are out together. Not necessarily having sex or being home, but it's just that your time is up. We saw the movie. Now we got to go to dinner. Come on, we saw an hour and a half, 2 hour movie. Now I gotta be with you for another. That's 3 hours. I gotta drive you home. That's 4 hours. You are taking too much of my time. 4 hours. I can't give you that time. You're just a toy. You can't monopolize my time like that. I know it's only 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We started hanging out. That was too early. But because you said you wanted to catch an early movie and spend the day with me, okay, I figured, hey, if we hung out early, I can get rid of you early. Then I can have the rest of the evening to do what I want to do. So he comes up with every silly excuse that he can think of as to why he can't be out long. What about his ex-girlfriend? I don't know. Maybe you heard her on the phone. Maybe you know her. Maybe you guys are in some type of same circle. You bowl together. You play a sport together. You're in the debating team. I don't know. She says, girl, don't do it. It ain't going to work out. You're just a toy for him. He's a player. He's not serious about nothing. You get the signs. Boys tell you he's a player. See, because maybe his boys know you over time, or maybe they see you. You're an attractive woman. Maybe the boys aren't trying to get with you, but they see that you do have some standards. But he's trying and trying and trying to wear you down. And his boys might step to you and say, listen, don't give him the time of day. I know my boy. It would be the worst mistake you ever made. Don't do it. And for some strange reason, because you are rebellious, because you're lonely, because you have low self-esteem, because you have insecurities, you decide, I'm going to give this brother a chance. Because I don't want to be by myself. My birthday's coming up. I got a whole week off coming next week, and I got to take it or I'm going to lose my vacation. I don't want to be home by myself. He asked me to go away. He's trying to set you up. But they tell you, don't do it. And you do it anyway. Listen, folks. There are signs out there that you really need to understand when you're in relationships. You need to understand the facts. Next week, I'm going to talk about the 9 qualities of a confident woman. I want all the ladies to tune in so that they can understand the 9 signs of a confident woman. I know you're strong. I know you go to the seminars, and I know you're really good in your empowerment. But beyond that, beyond the mindset of millionaires and corporate owners, I want to talk to you guys about being a confident woman when it comes to relationships. Not so much that you have to be that woman that is a, you're so strong till he can't even get close to you. You're so much of an alpha woman that he can't even connect with you. But I want to be able to talk to you about still being feminine, still being open, still being loving, but still being able to see the signs and have the respect and the value that you need in that relationship. See, because a good man does not appreciate a woman that they can run over, a woman that they can just have their way with. See, and then you ask yourself, well, if he doesn't like me, why does he keep coming back? Why does he keep spending time with me? Why does he keep buying me things? Well, granted, there are some very beautiful women out there, very sexy women out there, but you just don't have the knowledge. You are naive to relationships. Maybe your looks or your body has gotten you to where you are, but it's not anything that's stable. It's not anything that's solid. It's not going to give you a solid relationship. I was watching TV over the weekend. I was watching this show, and they were talking about relationships, and they were indicating that you got the right bricks, but you have the wrong foundation. So you got the right bricks to build, but the foundation is not strong enough to hold it, for it to be solid. So you might have the looks, you might have the body, but do you have the knowledge? Do you have the know-how? Do you know what it is that you want in that relationship? Do you know what's going to make your life happy? Not so much as to what you want, but what you need. And it might not be the tall, dark, and handsome guy that's the player with the great job and everything else, but it might be the guy that's just the average Joe that wants to treat you like a queen, that wants to love you wholeheartedly, give you the desires of your heart, so you don't have to run around. And you don't have to worry about what he's doing in his life. Listen, life is the sum of many experiences, the things that we go through. The day-to-day struggles and the triumphs and the experiences of what the world will give us. But you have to be able to cipher between what's good and what's bad. I know at this point in time, a lot of us are going through things that we think is the norm in relationships. And a lot of us actually feel that it's okay because we see everybody else doing it. See, my mother used to tell me with the crowd that I used to hang around with, she used to say, Chucky, if he jumps off the bridge, are you going to follow right behind him? And I would say, no. She said, well, you're going down that road where if he jumps, you're going to jump too, because you're not knowledgeable enough to pull back on the brakes to know that that is a dangerous bridge to be trying to jump over. To my ladies, you have to be knowledgeable. You have to be understanding of your values. If you don't know your values, please connect with an organization that's empowering women in relationships. Contact me, Dr. Charles Dean. Go to my website, drcharlesdean.com. Let's sit down and talk about it. Next week, I want to talk about the 9 qualities of a confident woman. I pray that I have helped you tonight in your relationship. If you have a question about your relationships or any relationship matter, please visit my website at drcharlesdean.com and let's schedule a free 30-minute consultation. I've enjoyed speaking with you tonight. It has been a great time in the chat room. I look forward to your responses and your emails. Tune in next week for another great show on Embracing Love, the 9 qualities of a confident woman. I'm Dr. Charles Dean. Until next week. God bless and good night.